Let's get it on right now.
Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Rockcast. I am your charming host, Monty Colvin.
What a schmuck!
So glad you could join me, because once again, I have an amazing program lined up for you. And I'll be honest, it's going to be hard to top the last show because it was so good.
No, it wasn't.
As you recall, I played you all kinds of new stuff from new albums that are coming out. We had the news with Lindsay, and I crowned a brand new top 10 champion. But I am not one to rest on my laurels. And so today, I will attempt to bring you an episode that is even better.
It's going to be radically worse.
So what do I do? Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to start things out with a brand new season of top 10s. Sure, we just had the top 10 playoffs, and you may be sick to death of top 10s, but not me.
Why not?
Because over the years, your lists have gotten better and better, and this year, the winner, Jimmy the Freak, set the bar really high. So if you want in the playoffs next year, I suggest you step it up. And what do I mean by stepping it up? Well, here's a good example. This guy's been in the playoffs almost every year, but he's never won. But his lists are always good, and he sends me Christmas gifts.
Ah, there you go.
His name is Paul Morgan, and this time his list is Top 10 Things That Suck. So right off the bat, I'm interested. I want to read this. And at number 10, Paul has people who are douchebags and dickheads.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, I do agree. Those people do suck. But the problem is that most douchebags and dickheads don't realize that they're douchebags and dickheads.
So are you!
Number 9 is people who can't drive.
Absolutely.
And yeah, Paul, I know what you mean. I get really frustrated with bad drivers myself. You get those people who are making a turn and they go so slow that they make you come to a complete stop. Or how about those people that are in front of you and you've been sitting there waiting for that green turn arrow? And it finally turns green, but they just keep sitting there. And they finally start creeping up, but it's almost like they're hoping it'll turn red so they can leave you sitting back there through another light. Yeah, I hate those people.
They're jackasses.
Of course, there's another kind of person who can't drive. And that's that guy that's like 30 or 40 years old, but he's never had a driver's license.
What?
Yeah, have you ever known one of those guys? I think they're kind of cool. Because while the rest of us are worrying about getting our cars repaired and tags and insurance, he's just kind of like, yeah, you're going to have to come pick me up.
Oh, now see, I think that's a neat idea.
But anyway, moving on with Paul's list, number 8 is computer viruses suck.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that now with the internet, with a click of the mouse, we have an endless supply of opportunities, information, and porn, but everyone's afraid to use their computer because there's some nerd out there going, hey, I'm going to screw everyone over. And so there's millions of dollars spent on antivirus software, like Norton and all that kind of stuff, but you wonder if it's not those companies spreading the viruses in the first place. It's probably what I'd do if I had one of those companies. It's kind of like the Christian music industry. Make sure you only buy Christian music. You wouldn't want those evil secular rock bands infiltrating you.
They're devil worshippers.
But yeah, I haven't had a lot of problems with viruses myself because I've got a Mac, but I do understand. Computer viruses definitely suck, as does number 7, leaving something in the bottom of your shopping cart at the store, usually beer or soda. Well, yeah, you know, I've stopped drinking as much soda here lately. Because a couple of months ago, I started having vertigo. And every morning when I'd wake up and rise up out of bed or I'd lean my head back, the whole room would just start spinning. So I went to the doctor and got checked out, and he's like, well, you've got an inner ear infection. And he said, it'll just go away in a few days. And he gave me some pills, and they didn't help at all. And about 2 months later, I was still having vertigo. And I was starting to get a little bit concerned, but then I met this lady, and she said, you know what I did was just stop drinking caffeine. And so I tried dropping the Mr. Pibb and the Dr. Pepper, and bam, it just went away. But what does that have to do with Paul's list? Well, absolutely nothing. So let's move on to number 6. Broken guitar strings suck. And yeah, that's very true. And it kind of reminds me of when I was a struggling musician playing the clubs. And I was real broke, so I could only afford that one set. And I'm sitting there before the gig, putting them on and stretching them out. And all of a sudden, snap! You break that high E string and you've got to go get one of your old rusty ones and put that back on. And you got to go on stage with 5 fresh, bright strings and one that's as dead as a doornail.
What a tragedy.
Yeah, that's some good times. As is number 5, a cracked windshield sucks. And sure, because a cracked windshield usually starts by something as simple as a little small rock thrown at you by a dump truck. And if you're like me, it usually happens when you're on vacation. And you don't get it fixed, and so it grows across the entire length of the windshield and stays there for the life of the vehicle.
Oh!
Really, it's kind of like getting a flat tire, which is number 4 on Paul's list. Or number 3, running out of gas. And I'd have to say all those things suck, but not nearly as bad as number 2. Finding out the programs on your DVR got erased because your DVR filled up.
What's the point of getting up tomorrow to live?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Paul, because that happened to me a lot when I was with Time Warner. I was paying $180 a month, but I could only record one show at a time. And their DVRs just sucked, so I switched over to AT&T, and now I've got like 60 shows that I haven't watched yet. And their DVRs have a lot more memory, and we've got about 5 of them all over the house. So you might check into that. But the number 1 thing on Paul's list of things that suck is getting knocked out of the 2014 Rockcast Top 10 playoffs by Sausage Balls. Well, yeah, Paul, I understand that it must be tough to get knocked out by Rodney in Memphis and his gigantic sausage balls. But let me ask you this, what was more difficult, the sausage balls or getting eliminated this year by Jimmy the Freak's goat whore? Either way, I'm thinking it's gotta suck. But I'll tell you what didn't suck, and that was your list today of things that suck. So good job, Paul, and I'm thinking that probably by next March, we're gonna see you in the top 10 playoffs again. Where, as always, you will be eligible for an amazing prize package.
The prize package that you're playing for is spectacular.
All right, I think what I'll do next is... Oh my God, could it be?
Zoe's CD Review!
It is indeed my daughter Zoe back with another CD review.
Hey everybody!
How's it going, Zoe?
It's going good.
Well, you've been doing these for me since you were 9 years old. You're 15 now. What are you doing these days?
Well, I've been doing a play called The Pirates of Penzance.
Cool. Well, what are you doing in that?
Well, I'm playing the lead role of Maybelle, and I wear a pretty dress, and that's really all I care about.
Well, sure. And are you getting to sing?
Yes, I am. God.
Well, that is great, and I can't wait to see it. But what do you got for us today?
Today, I'll be reviewing the new CD, Little Brother is Watching, by Bumblefoot.
Bumblefoot?
Yeah, Bumblefoot.
Bumblefoot?
Yeah, Bumblefoot.
Huh, well, all right.
Probably best known as one of the recent guitarists for Guns N' Roses, Ron Bumblefoot Thal comes through on his latest solo CD with a surprising array of tunes.
Yeah?
Also known for writing and performing the theme song for That Metal Show, I was expecting something on the heavy side.
Sure.
Instead, I got something that was closer to Butch Walker than Welcome to the Jungle.
Another day, another plane, another hotel key. Another message from a friend in town that I can't see. A paper slides under the door and tells me when to leave. Wake up at 10 p.m. and meet downstairs in the lobby. We sign some autographs and photographs from the last tour. We shake the hands and hug the fans and wish we could do more. They chase the fan, we wave a kiss and the girls start to scream.
We live it, live it.
Also sings the vocals on this album, and for me, that was this release's biggest weakness.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? It's Bumblefoot.
It's not that his vocals are bad, but the songs do lack an overall dynamic.
Bumblefoot.
Instrumentally, these tunes are well done, and Bumblefoot shows some real talent for crafting weird, quirky songs. But by far, my favorite moments are when he makes use of his sense of melody.
Well, yeah, he's Bumblefoot.
And the broken saints are walking in their sleep since yesterday. They stop counting by the last mile. No one asking to be saved. And the cold wind keeps on blowing. I let it lead me astray.
Bumblefoot is an amazing guitar player. The lead playing will make your head spin, and for that reason, I'm going to give this 3 out of 5. Bloody Metal Skulls!
Awesome! 3 bloody metal skulls for Bumblefoot.
Yeah, Bumblefoot.
Well, thank you, Zoe, for another great review.
It's no problem.
Well, all right. We will talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
What do you say we hear just a little bit more Bumblefoot?
The hardest thing to do.
You know, most of you are just now getting over the excitement of the top 10 playoffs.
That's not true!
But I know all of you have been waiting for the finals of the Battle of the Bands.
Nobody cares.
I've been playing your songs all year long, and today is finally the day. On this show, right now, I am gonna pick a winner. But before I do, let me remind everybody who is in the finals. And that would be Brandon Webb, who is from Houston, going up against Brian Eckhard from, I can't remember where he's from. But regardless, they've both battled their way to this point, and one of them will be named the champion. So let's get this thing going, starting with Brandon Webb and his song, Ellen DeGeneres.
Economy sucks, I'm stuck in a rut, been laid off for a year. I'm trying to contact Ellen DeGeneres, but I haven't heard back from her. Ellen DeGeneres is a selfless soul. She's so generous to people in the world.
Well, as I've said many times, this song is very addicting and you can't get it out of your head. And I know it's a song of hope, but I'll be honest, when I hear it, I get kind of angry.
Why?
Why do I get angry? Because I did not write it.
So here I am, right before you, down on my luck, but it's all cool. Not in my time, yet in God's time, everything will be alright. Because Ellen DeGeneres is a selfless soul. Happiness to people in the world. She's always so happy, finding the time, joking with people, scaring them blind. She's always so thoughtful, always so kind, dancing like crazy all of the time.
Ellen DeGeneres,
sing it with me, Zoe.
Is a selfless soul. She's so generous to people in the world. Ellen DeGeneres is a selfless soul. She's so generous to people.
All right, so that was Brandon Webb. But now, here's his opponent, Brian Eckhard, with his song, Ninjas at a Drive-Thru.
Just
Well, one thing that I love is lyrics that reach me in a deep personal way. And when you hear the words ninjas at a drive-thru, well, who can't relate to that? So this is going to be a very difficult decision for me. Both of these songs are very catchy and memorable, but I can only pick one. But, you know, there are no losers here.
You're sure about that?
Well, I mean, technically, one of them's a loser. But since there can only be one winner, that winner is... Brian and the Giggle Snort Motel with Ninjas at a Drive-Thru. Well, congratulations, Brian. You must be so honored. You are the winner of the very first Rockcast Battle of the Bands. Once again, congratulations to Brian, but now it's time to check out what's on my iPod. That's right, boys and girls, it's Uncle Monty's Listening Corner. And today we're going to find out why Uncle Monty is one of the weirdest guys in the world. Yay! Yeah, yes I am. You see, most people think I just like metal and really heavy stuff, when actually I like all kinds of music. Yay! All right, shut the hell up. Anyway, as I was saying, if it's good and it doesn't suck, I'll listen to it, even if it's rap rock. You see, recently I started listening to this band called Hollywood Undead. They're white guys that rap, and really there's no reason why I should like this, but I do. And I know you're all gonna hate this, but like an old guy in a raincoat, I'm gonna expose you to it anyway.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
No!
The reason I like this stuff is because of the melodies, and it's all because of a guy named Deuce. He left Hollywood Undead after the first couple of albums, but he started making solo stuff, and the guy is a genius.
Can't afford it. I can't afford it. Hands up, girl, give me that.
Yeah, that's Deuce. I love his voice, but the problem is that all the Hollywood undead stuff and Deuce's solo stuff is extremely vulgar, so don't let your kids listen to it. In fact, you shouldn't listen to it either.
Positively filthy.
But I don't know why I bother playing anything on this show, because I know my audience is just a bunch of old people. And you guys don't like the screamo with the Cookie Monster vocals. And as far as I can tell by looking at Facebook, you guys don't like anything that came out after 1990, unless it was King's X or Dream Theater.
Geeks!
But I love you anyway, and for you old people, I've got just the thing. Here's a band that was one of my favorite bands in the 70s, and it's Wishbone Ash. And believe it or not, they've got a new album. And it's called Blue Horizons. Let's take a listen. There's this guy on my friends list named Robert White, and every day he posts pictures of his favorite bands. And I started noticing that it's always the stuff that I listened to when I was like 18. And I was like, man, this guy's got good taste, because it's stuff like Thin Lizzy, Blue Oyster Cult, and Wishbone Ash. And I didn't know anyone besides me even knew who Wishbone Ash was. But I got this CD the other day thinking I probably wouldn't like it, because just about everybody in the band is new except for one guy. But in the case of Wishbone Ash, that one guy is Andy Powell, and he is one of my favorite guitar players ever. So I was kind of surprised. This new album is not horrible. I know, it's kind of mellow for me, but I'm into that once in a while. And Wishbone Ash was always known for their tasty leads, and you get a little of that on here. All right, something else for you guys that like the 70s rock. How about some Pat Travers? He too has a new album, and it's called Retro Rocket. I was reading up on this a little bit, and apparently he tried to record this kind of like he did back in the 70s. He tried to make it just kind of live sounding and didn't put a lot of effects on his guitar. But of course, what I care about the most are the songs, and there's a few good ones on here. This is one of my favorite tracks. It's called I Am Alive.
Oh, life is tough. You get pushed around.
Man, I loved Pat Travers back when he had Pat Thrall in the band, but unfortunately I never got to see that lineup play live. But in the 80s, when I was living in Houston, I heard he was coming to play this club. So I asked Doug Pinnick, hey, you want to go see Pat Travers? And he's like, yeah, I'll come by and pick you up, but I got some stuff I've got to do first. Well, I waited around that evening and finally Doug got there and we raced across town and finally got to the club. And I walked in, and I think the show cost about $15 or something, and I paid the girl at the front. And we walked in, and Pat Travers is up there playing a song, and at the end of it, he said, thank you, good night. And the lights came on, and that was it. And I walked out to the girl at the ticket booth and said, hey, I got to see one song. And she just looked at me and went, yeah, too bad.
Loser.
So that sucked, but Pat Travers does not. Here is yet another new album from a guitar player who was around in the 70s. His name is Uli John Roth, and if you don't know, he was in the Scorpions a long time ago. And they had this live album that I used to listen to back around 1980 that I just loved. It was called Tokyo Tapes. And he just shredded on that thing. So I heard that he had a new album out called Scorpions Revisited. So I got it, and let's check it out.
Can't get enough from the girl that I love. She's sad like the fire that burns on the sun. She turns me on and my mind's going round. Hot-loving woman is back in town. Well, just to make you feel
John Roth has influenced a whole bunch of great guitar players like Kirk Hammett and Yngwie Malmsteen, apparently. But what he's done here is re-record a bunch of old Scorpion tunes.
Wow.
The good news is that you're not going to get Rock You Like a Hurricane and stuff like that.
Thank God.
The bad news was, for me, the vocals. He got this young guy named Nathan James to sing, and it just kind of makes it all sound like hair metal. But that's just me. There's still some great guitar playing on this album, which is a double album, by the way. And if you like the hair metal, then this might be awesome for you. But for me, I'm going to stick with Tokyo Tapes, and I probably won't be listening to this too much. So once again, that's Yuli John Roth, and this has been Uncle Monty's Listening Corner. That sounded like Whitesnake, didn't it?
No, not even close.
Oh, okay. Let's do some odds and ends, and I'm going to start things out with a little Ask Monty. And this is the first time I can remember getting questions from almost an entire family.
Wow, that is so incredibly creepy.
Yes, these come from the Cunninghams, who live back in Maine.
Creepyville.
And the first question is from the dad, Dan the Man Cunningham.
Red alert, totally creepy.
And Dan says, "Hey, Monty, you read my top 10 list on the podcast. Why was I not in the playoffs? Isn't that the rule?
Complain about one thing or another or another or another or another or another."
Well, you see, Dan, here's the deal. If I read your list on the show, yes, you are in the playoffs. And you were indeed in the playoffs, you just didn't make it to the final eight. It's kind of like the Grammys. You're not going to see every single nomination and award on the telecast. And so I'm sorry, but this year I just went with the Elite Eight because, frankly, I get confused.
It's not that difficult.
Last year I had the wrong guy in the finals, and this year I kept calling Gary in Baltimore Chris in Baltimore.
How much of an idiot are you?
So keep trying and keep sending me those lists, because let's put it this way. If I read your list, you are eligible for an amazing prize package. If I don't read your list on the show, you have no chance.
Your logic is flawless.
Now, I also got questions from both of Dan's sons. And the first one is from Peyton Cunningham, who says, "Hey, Monty, I know this is way out of season, but what was the most disappointing Super Bowl in your lifetime?" Well, that's actually pretty easy, Peyton, because it took place in my childhood.
I know you're talking about going back into ancient history.
I was still in grade school, and I was living in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had decided that the Minnesota Vikings were my favorite team. There wasn't an NFL team in Phoenix at the time, so I went with the Vikings and rooted for them all season. And they made it to the Super Bowl, ironically, against the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, I live in Kansas City now, and the Chiefs are my favorite team now. But back then, I was all about the Vikings. They had Joe Capp and Alan Page, and I even got those guys' autographs. And I was so sure they were going to win the Super Bowl, and they got their butts kicked instead. And I just didn't even know how to deal with it, and I was just bawling during the game. And at first, my dad was real understanding, and he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, son, it's okay." But by the fourth quarter, I'm still crying, and he's just like, "Go to your room."
Petulant, spoiled brat.
So that was the most disappointing Super Bowl for me. But of course, being a Vikings fan, I was also disappointed the year they lost to the Dolphins, the Raiders, and the Steelers in the Super Bowl. And strangely enough, the Chiefs have never been back to a Super Bowl since then.
Pathetic.
But great question, Peyton. I love the sports questions.
Boring.
Now, the final question from the Cunninghams is from Aaron. And Aaron says, "Hey, Monty, I realize you do a lot of paintings and murals. I'm wondering if you have any tips for beginning artists. I'm trying to look into painting different characters."
Oh, is that a good question?
Well, Aaron, the advice I would probably give is just practice a lot. I started drawing and painting as a kid, and I just never stopped. And pretty much anything I've ever gotten good at in my life, I just had to really work at it. Nothing has ever come easy to me. But the one thing I learned in college that helped me the most was the visual aspect. Instead of looking at a person or an object and saying, "Oh, I'm going to draw that," I start breaking it down into shapes. And so instead of seeing, for instance, a face, you start seeing circles and rectangles, and you just simplify the whole structure like that. So there's a little tip for you, but mainly just keep working at it and just enjoy it.
And what the hell do you know, old man?
Got a question from our old friend Eric in Orange County, and he says, "Hey, Monty, have you ever been to the NAMM show where they showcase the latest music products?" And the answer is no, I have not, Eric. I always see pictures of all these rock stars hanging out there, and it looks like a lot of fun. But I have never been there, never been asked, never been invited. And I really have no reason, I guess, to go at this point. It's not like anybody's going to endorse me, because I didn't have too many endorsements back when I was on tour with Galactic. I got free strings for a while from Snarling Dogs, and I think Ernie Ball maybe sent me some. But all those Hamer basses I was playing, I was buying those myself. And I was giving them all kinds of exposure, but Hamer really wasn't doing anything for me, so I finally got rid of those things and just started playing Zons. But to this day, I still get questions about my basses and my bass sound. And David Core on Facebook wanted to know what effects I used on the song Mrs. Leslie. And the answer to that, David, would be none. That was just my 12-string plugged into a Mesa Boogie guitar head.
This is fresh, brand new information.
Other than distortion, I never really use that many effects.
Yeah?
Well, except for an occasional compression pedal.
And?
And the wah-wah pedal that I used on Fear Not. But outside of that, practically nothing.
Whatever.
Anyway, thanks for all your questions, and I think I'll do one more top 10 list. And this one was sent to me by, get this, a female.
Come on, are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
There's no way.
Yeah, I know it sounds impossible, but apparently there's at least two or three females that do listen to my show. And one of them is named Sarah Leonard, and she has sent me her top 10 cool bands with leading ladies, which I guess means female lead singers. And it starts out at number 10 with a band called Courage My Love.
Huh?
Number 9 is Call Atlantis.
What?
Number 8 is The Dirty Youth.
I'm sorry, come again?
Number 7 is Fit for Rivals.
Who?
Number 6 is Icon for Hire.
Never heard of him.
Number 5 is Atrium.
Who's that?
Number 4 is Next Stop Atlanta.
No, it's not ringing a bell.
Number 3 is Anova.
Huh?
Number 2 is Scarlet Riot.
I have no idea who that is.
And number 1 on Sarah's list of 10 cool bands with leading ladies, Stitched Up Heart.
I don't know that name.
Well, great job, Sarah. That was an amazing list. And this has been an amazing show.
I thought it was terrible.
Thanks to everyone for listening and contributing. And if you want to send me an email and say hi or send me a list or a question, you can do so at MontyCalvin.net or on Facebook.
Actually, none of us really care about you.
I'm going to play you one last song, and once again, it's going to be from Hollywood Undead. And why am I going to subject you to this? Well, because I can.
You jerk.
Trust me, it's a great song, and you'll thank me later.
You can go to hell.
But that's going to do it for me for now. So until next time, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on.
The end.